Welcome to another brand new episode of Take a Shelfie, the podcast about bottle shops and the pints and people you find therein. I'm Jeff Martin, and with me, as always, is a certified freak, but only like 4 or 5 days a week, Matt Prince.
Yeah, like, to be honest, how can you go 7 days a week? Like, even five, and I'm exhausted.
It's a little tiring. Matt, how are you?
I am fantastic, Jeff. I'm fantastic.
It's been a wild time since you and I spoke. The last time you and I spoke, we did not have a president-elect, and now we have a president-elect. And that might make the listeners think that we haven't talked to each other for 2 or 3 weeks, but we really just haven't talked to each other for, I don't know, 36 hours.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly things can change when, you know, things were taking a while to change. But it's pretty remarkable. Yesterday was a great day. I was crying. I was smiling. I was fist pumping. I was drinking beer. And all those great emotions and things in one day. Fantastic day for us, for our country. Really happy.
Yeah, congratulations to President-elect Biden, Vice President-elect Harris. You know, it's an exciting time, and to all their supporters, it's a great time. To all President Trump supporters, I think, as President-elect Biden said in his speech last night, we look forward to working together over the next 4 years. So it's a cool time. What are you drinking today? Is it at all connected to the election?
It is not connected to the election, but it is a wonderful beer nonetheless. I am drinking double dry hopped Punge from Tired Hands Brewing Company. Lately, they have taken some of their classics, you know, Alien Church and now Punge, and they've given them the double dry hop that so many beers have these days. And you think in your head, you're like, Alien Church and Punch, they're great beers on their own. But the double dry hop treatment has proven to be pretty remarkable with these beers. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the best Tired Hands beer I've ever had. I've had the double dry hop Alien Church and now this, and this is fantastic. Now, Jeff, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Ring the Bell, an unfiltered Pilsner from Conshohocken Brewing Company. A, it's, you know, sort of a celebratory name. B, I just finished what I hope is my last cutting of the grass for the season. And C, just over the course of this last week, Philadelphia and the suburbs have really been in the national consciousness. So why not drink something local? Matt, the reason I brought up it's been 36 hours since we've seen each other and the fact that you're drinking Punge, double dry hop Punge, it all ties into today's topic, because the reason we got together 36 hours ago was an idea that you had, and that was to have a beer share. And our guest at that beer share is also our guest during this episode. So let's just welcome him on. Chris Horn, welcome to Take a Shelfie.
Pleasure to be here, guys.
Now, Chris, what are you drinking? I see you got a beer in your hand.
I'm sipping on a cloudy with a chance of charcuterie from Free Will Brewing Company that I got yesterday from a friend.
Let's talk a little bit about the reason that you decided to put this beer share together, then we'll get into what we each brought to the beer share.
Sure. You know, I can't take full credit. Chris and I kind of hatched this plan together a couple weeks ago, and the whole idea was that we were going to all provide something local, and we were going to try to find the highest rated beer on Untappd that we could find, but also be a local beer. So it's kind of like a fun little scavenger hunt. It was like a treasure hunt. You know, we were all checking Instagram. We were checking, checking Untappd. You're seeing what beers are being released. And then you just hope the timing's right and something's released that either has been brewed before and has amazing reviews, or something that instantly is a favorite. And in the case of my double dry hop Punge, this was the first time they brewed a double dry hop version, and it instantly shot up in the Untappd board. I think the other night we looked at it, it's a 4.54. We said at the beginning, at least 4.2, we adjusted it to 4.1. But you know, whatever, it worked out. We had great beer.
The drop to 4.1 was honestly a request of mine, because it's real hard to find stuff over 4.2 unless A, it's truly, truly remarkable and a legendary beer, or B, it's kind of new, and it's it's really good and it's just getting the first round of reviews. So if anything has been around for a while, I feel that once something gets, you know, 200-300 reviews, if it's really, really great, it's going to be above 4, but getting to 4.2 was great. And I found a beer that when I purchased it was over 4.1. It was 4.15, but by the time we drank it, it was 4.09. I brought Collective Consciousness, a Saison with local honey from Forest in Maine. And Forest in Maine, Matt, is a brewery you talked about a lot of times on the podcast, but I had never been, so I drove up to Ambler. I ordered a couple different beers, and I wound up deciding on Collective Consciousness for the beer share. Chris, did you find it hard to try to find a beer that matched the rules?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah, as soon as I was scrolling through Untappd, I had a couple different avenues. I was like, all right, let me try searching for local on Untappd above certain ratings. Let me try checking the inventory at local bottle shops or hot spots that I thought I could get something. And it was tough. Most of what came up was New England IPAs, and we had kind of made a group decision to be okay with those, but try to find something else if possible. And so Matt and I ended up kind of collaborating to find mine and ended up going with also something from Tired Hands, take a drink, that is their only void that happened to release the very weekend before our beer swap.
Yeah, so a lot of brewers are now doing this yearly stout release, and November 1st is Tired Hands' release of Only Void, and the varietal for this one was Single Origin Only Void. It was with a single origin coffee bean.
Yeah, they brew their own, or they roast their own beans. They're Awake Minds Coffee, so they actually use their own coffee for this varietal. And Chris and I, we kind of like came up with this idea, and then it was one of those ones that you had to order it quick or it was going to sell out. So it actually took until the second day of releases for us to get it. But, I think we can all agree it was, worth the work.
That is for sure.
Yeah. I sort of was wary when we set the rules that if we tried to stick to above, like local and above 4.2, that we'd wind up just all getting beer from Tired Hands. And, you know, I've made my case about Tired Hands here on the podcast a lot, but truly I don't have anything against them. I wouldn't have been mad if we drank 3 Tired Hands beer that night, but, you know, I think one of the cool things about a beer share is you can get a lot of variety, but I'm not going to complain about having gotten my hands on Only Void, because I remember, you know, a couple Black Fridays in a row where I stood in line for Goose Island Bourbon County, and this is the local version of that, to get a truly remarkable stout. So I'm gonna let it slide. But Matt, how do you think that rules can be set to ensure a quality of beer, but also a variety of types of beer or breweries or whatever?
Well, for this, we kind of enlisted my wife. We didn't really end up using her, but like we kind of decided that once someone would pick a beer, they would text her the name, the style, the brewery, and then she could tell them if that style or that specific beer had already been chosen. Because, you know, it is like you said, Jeff, it's a small pool of beers that are local and also 4.2. So we just wanted to make sure we didn't get any duplicates. But once Chris decided what he was going to get and you picked your brewery, we kind of figured out that we weren't going to have any duplicates, because I was the first one to find my beer. But rules, you can pick that. The great part about a beer swap or a beer share is that you can pick so many different rules to keep it fresh. Like, we've already hatched our plan for our next beer share, which is, we're going to stay away from IPAs. We're going to stay away from stouts, right? That's the gist of the next one.
Yeah, no beers that prominently feature hops, or, I mean, we're leaving out stouts. So I'm going to say, like, you know, thicker, darker beers. if one of us winds up with a porter, you know, that might be constituted as a cheat, but we'll let it happen. But yeah, I mean, the reason I wanted to set that rule for the next one is that I think there's so much of the beer world to be discovered. And Chris, you're a newer craft beer drinker. I want to try to expose Chris to more types of beers. So Chris, what did you think of the beers that we wound up choosing?
Well, first, I want to emphasize how much newer I am, I guess, for our listeners to the beer world compared to either of you. And both Matt and Jeff have been kind of my beer mentors, along with another friend of ours, Francis. And because actually, this is a little bit of an exaggeration, but shortly before going to college, I was diagnosed with an allergy to barley, conveniently prohibiting me from drinking beer throughout college. And it was only several years after college, which is 3 years ago now, that I started drinking beer and the barley allergy went away. So convenient maybe from my parents' perspective that it was gone for college. But anyway, this was a great experience because I've always loved learning about different varieties and figuring out who are the local names, what are they known for, and being able to collaborate with either of you on how to make those decisions was really fun. So the three that we ended up with, I thought were A, delicious, and B, very different. The Saison from Forest and Maine really brought some like earthy, like wild tones to it. Double Dry Hop Punch had like a dank, smooth, like a nod to their milkshakes in its like texture, their milkshake type beers from Tired Hands. And then Single Origin happens to also fit really well with my favorite types of beer, which is just a thick, heavy stout. And I thought we did a great job covering a wide array there.
We also sort of structured the evening well in terms of the beers we drank. So we started with mine. We started with the Collective Consciousness, the Saison, because we were pairing it with our dinner, which was pizza. Pika's Pizza, shout out to Delco. Barstool gave it a high 7 score when he was there a couple weeks ago. So I got Pika's Pizza, and it, you know, that the honey, you ever drizzle like Mike's Hot Honey over pizza? You know, so like a local honey Saison sort of pairs well with pizza.
I'm gonna have to.
Oh yeah. No, Mike, I'm like, oh, Mike's Hot Honey. Mike's hot, it's a thing. Do it. Especially a nice pepperoni pizza, you know, like uncured pepperoni that has like a nice bit of spice to it. But this is not a food podcast. Then the second beer we had was the Punge, which is sort of now we're in it and like we're drinking, and like it's a nice beer to like really enjoy and be excited about the hops. And then we finished with the Only Void, which, you know, stouts to me are always a dessert type beer. Or a sipping beer. So we allowed ourselves to sit by the propane fire pit and sip that for a good while we, you know, talked about life and the election that had not yet been decided. So the structure of the night really worked out well.
You know, we're about to get into this time of year where the weather's colder and it's not as easy to see your family and your friends. But, you know, luckily, like the fire pit industry and the heater industry, they're probably blowing up right now because everyone's getting fire pits and heaters so they can spend more time outside. But it's a kind of a good idea to like bring your family and friends together. You maybe in lieu of doing gifts, you guys do like a beer share. You introduce family members to beer who might not be into craft beer. It's really exciting. And like, we are all into craft beer. So this was like a no-brainer. And I do want to throw in here, this was kind of like a Chris Horn birthday thing for you, Chris. Cause like you had said, wouldn't it be cool as part of my 30th birthday weekend, we do like a little beer swap. And it just like, that's another thing. You do it for someone's birthday. It's a way to expose yourself. But you can set so many different rules that you can, and you can do it with so many different groups of people that, you know, maybe you're doing it with people who don't know beer. So maybe the beers you're picking are more accessible. They're not Double Dry Hop Punch and Single Origin Only Void and a Honey Saison. Maybe you're picking local standards. You know, maybe you want to get people into beer with local standards, like Prima Pils, you know, something that's local and known. But you could set so many different rules that the you could do this forever. Like, you could keep doing it.
Let's each now come up with a rule that we're going to, you know, publicly put on wax and decide, you know, that's going to be featured in a future beer share. I'll start because I have one in mind. I don't know what we'll wind up deciding it should be, but I think we should have a night where the beer comes in a certain color can. Like the predominant color of the can art is X. It's blue or red or green or whatever. And I think, like, you know, around the holidays that might be easier because you're getting more, you know, mad elves, and, you know, you might find yourself with some red, but maybe at that time of year you say, let's go for like a purple or something. But yeah, so that's my rule for a future beer share is predominant can color.
One of the things that I've loved about sharing beer with you guys over the years has been the stories that come alongside the beers. And same thing as a listener to your podcast, I love getting the stories that are associated with a certain beer. So my theme, I think, would be memories. And maybe that depends on the time of year. And you say it's spring, so grab your favorite beer that's associated with a spring memory. And it also then gives you some talking points. Because depending whether you see people often or not, especially in these times, it's probably not. That might be a good conversation starter for the night.
I love drinking from new breweries. I think it's always exciting to drink what's new. See what someone who has like a really fresh approach is doing. Maybe they're doing exactly what the guy next door is doing, or maybe they're doing something completely new. So I would say that every beer and a beer share has to be from a brewery that is 2 years old or less.
That's a big challenge, right? especially in these times, because how many places are up? Oh, never mind. I know what I'm doing. I'm getting beer from Attic.
Yeah, Jeff, you're going to get beer from Attic. Chris is going to get beer from Human Robot. And I'm going to find something awesome from somewhere we don't know.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's the one after the next one. We'll get Matt, into that when one you soon. Start,
wait, I'll get seconds in, and then we're good. Local and...
Matt, when you start homebrewing, you can bring beer from your homebrewing company.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to share the name because it's just too good and I will never share it.
Yeah, unfortunately, Third Mortgage Brewing, which is my homebrewery drink, everybody, is at this point 4 years old. Chris, yours is newer. Chris is also a homebrewer drink, everybody. So yours, if we did it soon enough, would still qualify. But I do not qualify.
But it really is exciting. Like, we just came up with some pretty obscure rules. I was even thinking, because of the election, I was thinking, pick a beer from a state that went blue. You know, we can do, I'm feeling blue election. If I'm feeling blue beer share. You can also do, and even like a simple one. Like, I think of one with my, like that I could do with my brother-in-laws, which is like a holiday theme. Like, it could be that simple. Like, yeah, you're going to get spiced ales, but who cares? Like, it's fun, and then you're all sitting around, hopefully inside. Oh, well, not inside if you're doing it with friends, but if it's part of your bubble, you can, you know, sit around inside, or you're sitting around by a fire outside. It's the holidays, and you get into the spirit by maybe you're cracking a can of Mad Elf, or maybe you're popping open a bottle of Mad Elf Grand Cru, or you're having, you know, the Christmas ale from Great Lakes, which is another great winter beer. So I mean, there are so many cool rules you can come up with.
Actually, Matt, I like your election rule, but I might flip it and go states that went red. Because if you look at the electoral map and the states that went blue, you know, it's Pennsylvania, New York, all of New England, Virginia, the West Coast. We've had a lot of beers from those locations. But like, could you imagine trying to challenge each other to find a beer from Idaho or Kansas or one of the Dakotas or Arkansas?
It'd be tough. It'd be really tough.
But that would be interesting. Or Louisiana. Well, Louisiana went red, and I could find us some good beer from Abita Brewing Company, right? Which I had when I went to New Orleans. I might make that a rule.
And also, like, so like, we're not saying that there's not good beer from the red states. We're just saying that like, it's hard to get up here in Philadelphia. They don't all distribute. And look at the electoral map. I mean, I will say Ohio has plenty of great breweries that distribute here. So that would be an easy red state to get beer from. But it's just cool. Like, we're talking about rules that have everything to do with what's happened in the last week. you could pick any like event, and you could say the name of the beer has to have a pop culture reference. Like there's so many different avenues you could go, and that's so exciting. And
it's another excuse to get beer from Second Sin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, exactly. And I mean, we're sitting here as three really good friends who love to hang out and love to drink beer together, you know, but this is a way to stay connected. You know, Jeff, we've talked about in the show how coronavirus has altered everything, and the beer world is part of everything. And you're not going to breweries anymore unless they have outdoor seating. You don't want to put yourself at risk. Beer shares allow you to experience new breweries, beer you might not have tried. Do it with your friends. It's fun. It's not that expensive either. I mean, we all put out, you know, between 20 and 25 bucks for that night, and for the beer that night. And, you know, it's that simple. Like, it's that simple. And you're all drinking different stuff, and you might be going home with some stuff. It's pretty awesome.
You brought up the point of it being a potential gift, Matt, and I think that's a great point combined with the price point that you just brought up, because, you know, nothing's easy in this land of coronavirus, you know, but to be able to, you know, maybe make it your Christmas gift to each other, and you're only spending $20, and you're getting two beers that are excellent or fun because they have red cans, or, you know, you're getting something out of it that you didn't expect, and it's almost like you're paying for the experience more than the beer itself, and that's entirely worth it.
Oh yeah, it's definitely worth it. I mean, you are bringing beer to a night where you're going to be surprised. Like, you're going to get beer that you didn't know was coming to you, and especially when you're doing it with friends who know craft beer, it's exciting. Like, I was driving over there, Jeff, to your house thinking, I wonder what Jeff got, because I already knew what Chris had. So I was like, I wonder what Jeff got for us. I knew what the brewery was. I know they make amazing beer. And, you know, it was such a delight to get that honey saison, because I'd seen it on their Instagram and I had been like, man, I wish I could, you know, get there to try that beer. It looks fantastic. And then there's a can being handed to me. And anyone can do this anywhere they live. Like, if you want to, wherever you're local to, there are going to be great breweries. You know, we've always talked about drinking local, drink the breweries that are close to you, you know, patronize them. This is an opportunity to get to know those breweries even more if you want to choose to do what we did, which was local, high rated beer. But I think we could do those same rules again, and we could find, you know, three new breweries. I mean, we are so lucky to have the breweries we do around us, and everyone is that lucky, because there are so many new breweries popping up that there's going to be great local beer wherever you are.
And I think we are three people who put a considerable amount of thought into this and many other things in our lives, but there are way easier ways to do it too for folks who are like, I don't want to think about it, just, hey, we're all just going to bring beer and swap it with each other. And if that works for you, then awesome. But I think also, if you are willing to put in just that little bit extra to choose a topic, it's fun for folks who are experienced and not. And I can picture us inviting, say, Gino also to another one, or, you know, another one of our friends. And no matter what level of experience you're at, you can feel comfortable just bringing something. And then you know you're going to learn about a new beer and have a great time and drink stuff that tastes good.
It's almost exciting to maybe even invite a true novice like Gino. Gino is Matt's brother-in-law, and a new craft beer drinker as well, and see what they bring, and then talk about what it was that attracted them to choose that beer. You know, and if it's something, you know, you've all had before, you can still just get excited around the fact that, you know, oh, you picked this. That's an amazing choice. And here's all the reasons why.
Yeah. And we're completely like overlooking the fact that the chase is so exciting. You know, actually looking for the beer, going into your local bottle shop, looking at the wall of cans and bottles and thinking, what do I want to bring? What do I want to contribute to this? And, you know, for us, it wasn't just looking for a beer you wanted to bring. It was also typing into your phone and seeing like what the untapped score was. Now, we all went to the brewery. We went because we were doing local, but for our next one, we're not doing local. So I think our purchases will, I mean, they're going to come from a bottle shop. So, you know, this podcast is about bottle shops, and you know, what better way to get to know your local bottle shop than go in there and stare at the wall and just have a couple minutes, you know, where you're just exploring.
It might also be interesting to try something where we say, where we assign each other, you know, a bottle shop that is close to our homes, but we know that we don't frequent, you know, like, you know, Matt, you look at bottle shops in my town and, you know, the ones I go to, but you send me to a different one. Or, and, you know, Chris, we look up bottle shops in your area and, you know, Matt, I don't send you to Pinocchio's or a 320 market and, you know, see what's there, you know, distributing beers to the Philadelphia area. Most places get sort of the same beer, but maybe there's something at this other place that, and maybe just the way that they lay out their bottle shop, something, you know, is something grabs your eye more quickly that you wouldn't have looked at before.
The possibilities for a beer share or a beer swap are truly endless. So this is something that if you do it once, that should just be the you know, tip of the iceberg. Then, you know, keep creating new rules, keep seeing your friends, you know, socially distance, being safe, you know, keep making this. Maybe it becomes a monthly thing that you do with your friends. It's a way to stay in contact. It's a way to think about your friends when you're not around them. And it's a way to just keep doing something fun that's safe. And I think we all had a very fun and safe time on Friday night. And, you know, I can't wait till the next time we do it. And we've already talked about it. I think we have one coming up in 2 weeks. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next bottle share, bottle swap, can, beer, bottle, whatever that we are having.
As am I. And one of the things that I love and find dangerous about bottle shops, especially when you find a good one, is how dangerously easy it is to spend time in there. And I've actually had to start setting a timer when I walk in. And my girlfriend, who's usually waiting in the car, says, okay, today you have 5 minutes. And that's part of the challenge, because otherwise I will sit there and just like revel in the possibilities of what I could get that might match with someone or a certain taste.
That could even be a rule we set for a future beer share. You know, we all go into the same bottle shop, or we just set a timer and say you have 90 seconds from the moment you walk in to select your beer, and the beer that's in your hand after 90 seconds is the one. If you, the listeners, have ideas for crazy rules that we could set for future beer swaps, and anything you might want to share with us that you've done for a beer swap in the past, let us know. You can reach out to us on Instagram at ShelfiePod, on Twitter at ShelfiePod, or at Facebook.com/ShelfiePod. We are also on ShelfiePod.com. That's where we post our episodes, and you can leave comments for us there. We are available to subscribe to wherever you get your fine podcasts. Before we end this show, I just want to take a quick moment. During the recording of this show, we found out that the inimitable Alex Trebek had passed away. And I know that the both of you are incredible trivia fans. I might fly high above you, not in terms of trivia knowledge, but just in terms of how deeply I love trivia, and especially Jeopardy. Our hearts go out to Alex Trebek, who's just the greatest. Maybe we'll just find a Canadian beer for a future beer share, and we'll raise it in his honor. Until that, and until next time, I'm Jeff Martin.
And I'm Matt Prince.
I'm Chris Horn.
You're not a host. Cheers.